To the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
WMFO Medford, about 10:05 in the morning. You know, sometimes it's so simple. Sometimes it's just comes down to one look. That was Doris Troy. Boy, talking is difficult. Doris Troy was the fifth song on the set from a 2011 compilation called Soul Legend. Lots of great stuff on there from Doris Troy. That was Just One Look, probably the best known that she did. Rye Cooter, just before that, had the fourth song of the set from 1986's Crossroads soundtrack to the motion picture. That was Crossroads. Wonderful stuff. Keith Richards from 2010, a project he did and he's done away from the Stones called Vintage Vinos. I always thought that you should have a vampire say that, Vintage Vinos. No, I'm not going to do it. You can do it in your head. That was Wicked As It Seems. Love Keef. Lucero was the second song of the set. In the year 2000, they had a self-titled record. That means they named it after the band. And that was Little Silver Heart. And our own Linnea's Garden has a brand new record, as we all know. It's called Fashion Show, and it's awesome. That was yet another single from Linnea's Garden. That was called School. All right. I have more new noise from Boston. The Chelsea Curve has a brand new record called All the Things. And this is a new single that I just love. This is Chelsea Curve and Eye on You, WMFO.
Seeker. to get what I'm after till the day I die. People tend to hate me 'cause I never smile. As I ransack their homes, they wanna shake my hand. Focusing on nowhere, investigating miles. I'm a seeker, I'm a really desperate man. What I'm after till the day I die.
Hey! Your kids are going for a bike ride, you make sure they wear a helmet. They insist on skateboarding, add knee pads and elbow pads too. Swimming in the pool, water wings, goggles, earplugs. If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with some very important news. Now there's an easy way to protect your kids 3 times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. My friends at the Cancer Project are just waiting to hear from you so they can send you important information on how to protect your children from the inside out. Just log on to cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
It's WMFO Medford, 10:26 in the morning. I'm Mike. How are you? All right, just finishing up another set here at WMFO. And before I tell you what I played in there, I just want to read this piece of paper, just so you can see it's a real piece of paper. If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, please consider donating. It helps us so much to be able to keep the equipment working and pay all of our, well, no, we don't make money on this because we just do it out of labor of love. So please consider donating. You help us out every year. It's simple. Just go to WMFO.org, click our donations drive tab to see how you can help and keep it freeform right here at WMFO. All right. So that last set included the Chelsea Curve as new noise from their brand new record called All the Things. That was just awesome. That was Eye on You with Tim Gillis on lead vocals. Yeah, nice job. Great record. The Who was next from 1990s Meaty Beak. Yeah, trying to be cute. Meaty Beaty Big and Bouncy. The Seeker, of course, from The Who. Pete Townsend had the third song of the set. Pete and Ronnie Lane collaborated together on a record, on a track in 1977 called Rough Mix. It was My Baby Gives It Away. Boston's own Justine and the Unclean. What a fabulous band. Lovely person. 2020, they released that single called Sweet Denial. A real rocker from Justine and the Unclean. And just heard a request for the Allman Brothers Band in 2003. There was a record called Hitting the Note. That was Woman Across the River. And how often do you have somebody request that and then have them show up on the phone to talk about stuff? But that's what's up now. My brother from another mother, Carlos. Carlos Moni is on the phone. Hey, Carlos, you there?
Yes, I am.
There he is. Is that a cell phone? That sounds great. How'd you do that?
Well, you know, that's the power of Apple iPhone.
Okay, there you go. So that was great to hear that request that you had just the other day. I know you love the Almonds. Talk a little bit about that track, Woman Across the River. It's such a good one.
I love it. Probably one of my favorites. Yeah. Really hard to pick one.
Yeah, it is.
Probably one of my favorite things about it is the, even by the name, you think that it's about that woman across the river. But
You would think.
You get to find out that it's about the man that was, they used to be his, her man. Right?
Yeah.
It's great lyrical, and I mean, don't even get me started with the solos and the rhythm. I mean, it's pure Allman Brothers.
Yeah, you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to elaborate on that. It's just, yeah.
I just miss to this day that we are not able to go and see actually the Allman Brothers Band anymore.
I know. So many bands, you know, of yesteryear, I guess. Can I say yesteryear? It makes me feel so old. And I'm so much older than you, but I mean, it's true. I mean, there's been so many changes in the landscape just because of the passage of time. But, you know, we have these recordings, right? Thankfully.
And that is the advantage, right? I mean, nothing like a live show. I mean, if you ever have gotten to see Allman Brothers, you know, I always remember, like, picking at the Beacon Theater. I was waiting, like, two times a year that they will come and anytime they will have it, but as you say, at least we have the recordings, and we have a lot of live recordings as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when you made this request, my friend, you wanted to give a call and just sort of talk about your love of the Almonds. What else you got for us today? Just checking to see if you got something else.
I don't know. I wish just a quick request, but I know that you probably have the rest of the show already planned, just to give you a shout out.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a leftover request, you know. We could do it next week.
Oh, that would be really, really good.
All right. Keep me honest. What do you want to hear?
How about a song named The Marriage of the Coyote Woman?
Marriage of the Coyote Woman.
By All Them Witches.
All Them Witches. I don't know it, but I love it already.
Yeah, it's one of my guilty pleasures lately. I really like them.
Nice, all right. Nice little. Well, I mean, I know your sense of music and the stuff that you love, and I know it's going to be great. So we'll definitely play that next week as a leftover request for you. So I thank,
awesome.
I thank you for calling. It was perfect.
thank you for for spinning all these records, Mike. It is awesome. It really helps Saturday mornings. You just have a great selection of music, well, I would say.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate you getting up early, too, because I know that's not a good thing for you.
Right. Not for Saturday, at least.
Not for Saturday. All right. Well, say hi to the fam. And I'm sure I'll talk to you next week, I'm sure.
You will. All right, Mike.
All right. All right. Thanks for calling. See you later. It's Carlos, everybody. It's WMFO. All right. So here's the deal. I have some new noise. And it is from a Boston artist that I've really fallen in love with called Speed Fossil. It's a Red On Records artist. They've got just great stuff. Their brand new record is called Anesthesia. And this is from this record. It's called Disconnected. It's WMFO, Medford.
Train I ride baby is gonna do it again.
Listening to WMFO in Medford.
WMFO, right here in Medford, Massachusetts. 10:49 in the morning. I'm Mike. How are you? Oh, I love a good cover. And that's what we just heard. The Dirt Bombs had a record in 2001 called Ultra Glide in Black. That was Living for the City, of course. Boy, Maine, the state of Maine's own When Particles Collide from their 2014 record called Photoelectric. That was something. Hey, Jeff Myers and I went and we saw them. You know, and Sasha is blow your mind good as a lead vocalist and guitar player. They're a trio, and they just kill it. Again, if you see When Particles Collide around anywhere, you go see them and tell them I sent you. Just great. Again, that was called Something. Eels had the third song in a set in 2005. They had a record called Blinking Lights and Other Revelations. That was Railroad Man. Just before that, Little Junior Parker in 2013 from a collection, a collection, It's so close, you know. Classic singles, Volume 2, Mystery Train, and Boston's own Speed Fossil started us off with new noise from their brand new record, No Anesthesia. That was Disconnected. All right, I've got something from a band called Third Secret, and the whole thing actually sounds like a secret. Our friend David P. Riley texted me and said, hey, have you heard about this group, Third Secret? And I said, you know, I've seen them in a list of stuff that just came out. Get this, it's featuring Matt Cameron, who did some work with Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, Chris Novoselic, of course, Nirvana, and Kim Thayil, Soundgarden. All three of them are involved with some other great musicians. This is brand new from Third Secret. This is called I Choose Me. It's new noise at WMFO.
Even when
WMFO Medford. This is Mike. Been with you for 2 hours. Thank you so much for hanging out. I really appreciate it. Just heard Jazztown from Glowbox's latest called Your Call is very important to us. And just before that, The New Noise was a new band, a collaborating great supergroup kind of thing. Third Secret called I Choose Me. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Really do appreciate it. Make sure you stay tuned, please, for Something About the Women. Guest host Ryan Doyen coming up promptly today, right at 11 a.m. I'm Mike, and if they let me, I will come back here, and I will do this again next week at 9. Thanks, everybody.
Let decency counteract your dirty principles that you possess.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier.